Recorded Books presents Stranger with My Face by Lois Duncan. Narrated by Elisa Bresnahan.
Chapter 1. My name is Laurie Stratton. I am 17 years old and I live at the Cliff House on the northern tip of Brighton Island. My parents moved here with me when I was 4. My father is a science fiction writer and my mother is an artist. So this out-of-the-mainstream existence suits them well. They bought this house from the descendants of the Brighton family, who at one time owned the island, and had it remodeled to fit their needs. Except for an occasional trip down to the village for groceries and mail, they seldom leave.
"Why go back to the rat race on the mainland?" asks Dad, "when we have everything we need right here."
There was a time when I, too, loved the Cliff House. It is perched on a ledge of rock that hangs out over the ocean, and from the balcony off my bedroom, I can look out into forever. In the summer, the skies are such a brilliant blue that they seem to have been painted on cardboard, and the water varies from light blue to dark blue to aqua to emerald green. The island is fun in the summer. The cottages at the south end fill up with vacationers, and the yacht club has sailing races, and the tennis club has tournaments, and young men from Harvard and Yale and Princeton come swarming out from the mainland to compete for jobs as lifeguards. The Brighton Inn imports live music on the weekends, so there's a place for dancing, and the roads are filled with cyclists, and the beaches with picnickers, and the warm, sweet air with the sound of laughter and the smell of suntan oil. In the winter, the scene changes. The gray moves in, and with it, the cold. We have the place to ourselves, then, my family and I, and the people in the village. It's the villagers who gave our home its name. From the village you can look across the inlet and see it hanging out against the sky like an extension of the cliff on which it stands. The Brightons designed the house so that every room, no matter how small, has a window overlooking the sea. My mother's studio is at the top of the house, angled so that it is flooded with north light, and my father's office is downstairs off the kitchen. On the middle level, there is a huge, heavy-beamed living room with a stone fireplace at the far end, and the three bedrooms climb the side of the house like stair steps, fitting the curve of the cliff. The topmost room is mine, then comes my parents, and the third, which was originally to be a guest room for agents and editors who come out from New York, belongs to my younger brother and sister.
"If we had expected them, we would have made better arrangements," says my mother with a laugh, "for I was supposed to have been an only child."
So, I live at the Cliff House with my parents, and with my brother Neil, who is 11, and my sister Megan, who is 8. And with someone else. It is a long time since I have seen her, but I know she is here. In bed at night, above the sound of the surf on the rocks beneath my window, I hear very faintly the rustle of her passage down the hall. She moves softly, but I can hear, for I am used to the sound of her. She pauses outside my door. In my dreams I hear her voice, but are they dreams? Or in the months since I saw her last, has her voice become so slight that this is the only way she can reach me?
"I blame you," she whispers. "Only you."
I'm not afraid of her any longer, but her presence here disturbs me. Even the beauty of the ocean is no solace. I stand at the window and stare out at the sun-dappled waves of the summer sea, and I brace myself as though against an icy wind. My parents worry about me. They don't understand what has happened. Of the three people I could talk to, two are gone, and the third is very young. I, too, will soon be leaving. That is why I'm writing this. When I go, I want to leave it all behind me. Cliff House, my memories, and her. To do that, though, I first must pour the story from my mind into another vehicle. I don't have my father's talent in writing. That went to Megan, just as my...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?